This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta A. Stars. Ellen Airgood co-manages a diner in Grand Marais in Michigan's Upper Peninsula with her husband Rick. She serves in multiple roles as waitress, pastry chef, and bouncer. Between and around all that, Airgood writes. She has published three novels, South of Superior, a Michigan Notable Book Award winner, and two acclaimed books for middle grade readers, Prairie Evers and The Education of Ivy Blake. Airgood introduces us to the characters in her new novel, Tin Camp Road.
Well, Laurel is a single mom. She's a hardworking single mom with a patchwork of jobs. She cleans motel rooms and chops firewood. She ends up helping out at a bed and breakfast, and she's trying to do her very best by her daughter, Skye, who's 10, and who is super smart and creative. Skye is just great. She's such an easy character to write. So Skye and Laurel are looking for a home, and Laurel she's a dreamer, but she's a hard worker, and she has really, really big aspirations for her daughter, not in terms of outward success, but that she be super creative and super capable and confident, and that she has the best of all that life has to offer on a really fundamental scale, that she lives, that she's full of spirit and soul. And that's not always so easy to pull off. And her resources are limited, and she doubts herself a lot. So the story follows their journey through some challenges and some decisions of Laurel's that are tough decisions, and where they right or wrong, the story asks you to wonder that yourself.
You take on the issues of homelessness, I think specifically for single moms and children, the working poor, good parenting. Maybe delve into those a little bit.
I think that I have had the honor of knowing a lot of great parents in my life up here who are maybe not very well off and struggle to make ends meet, and they at the same time are raising these amazing children. So I love that, and I want to honor it. I think that good parenting is so important for the world, because good parenting is what creates little humans, right?
Mm.
The next little batch of us, and a big batch of us. And I think that good parenting is hard, and it's a mystery, and it's challenging, and everyone is always going to question a lot of their own decisions, no matter what their resources are. But I think if you're a poorer parent, you might start to doubt yourself a lot all the time. I'm not sure that our society places much value on things that don't cost money.
Yeah.
But I do think that it doesn't always take a huge amount of resources to be a fantastic parent, that you can foster creativity and capability from ground zero with the basics and with an appreciation of the natural world and other humans. So that's what I wanted to watch Laurel struggle to do in this book. And I think that, I'm not sure, I mean, I use the term the working poor a lot. I've been that for most of my adult life myself. So I'm not sure it's a great term, but it's the term I use. But I think a lot of people don't see the working poor. They don't see the service classes. And when you have a lot of resources, maybe you don't have a window into a world that is every bit as complex, full of nuance and big dreams and big mistakes and big successes and big philosophical questions as anyone else's. I kind of wanted to try to show the complexity of this character, Laurel, who's really a philosopher.
Yeah.
At heart, she's trying to figure out the big questions. And I think most of us do that, no matter what our station in life, so to speak, is. And I think it's so easy to lose everything when you live at the edge. And when you live on the edge, you get so used to living there and walking along it, you don't even feel it as an edge anymore. But it's still a very risky place to be.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zenta A. Stars. I've always thought that one of the most intimidating things about taking on a writing project like this is that if you're going to do it right, if you're going to do it in a way that's going to touch your reader and move them, you have to immerse yourself as a writer into that character and feel what they feel and see what they see and really fully experience what they experience. What is that like for you?
It's emotional. I spend 7 years with this project, and it took me a long time to get to know Laurel. I was just kind of getting to know her around her outer edges. She's actually probably a pretty self-protected character. Characters over time become to seem like real spirits to me, and very, very slowly they take over their own stories. So when I refer to her as this and that, as if I didn't write her, it's because it comes to seem as she is someone I got to know super slowly, and then I tried to share her story. It took me a long time to get to know her. She's not so easy to get to know.
Mm.
But once I did try, just as you said, very insightfully, to completely immerse myself in her experience, and it's scary. It's emotional. I try to let myself feel what she would be feeling, and so it takes a lot out of you. I really want the reader to connect emotionally to her quandary and to whatever will happen to her in Sky. And so I put myself through all that. And yeah, it's just emotional.
Yeah.
I definitely feel it as I write it.
You have an event coming up in Kalamazoo on Sunday, September 19 at Book Bug. This is a bookstore here. And it'll be a conversation with Bonnie Jo Campbell, one of our beloved authors here in this area and far beyond this area.
So excited and looking forward to it, and honored to have a chance to be in conversation with her. She's awesome.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that event? What will the conversation center around?
You know what? I don't know.
There you go.
I think we'll discover it as it happens. I'm excited to come. Bonnie Jo and I haven't really discussed it too much yet, and in a way I hope it's off the cuff and spontaneous.
Those are the best.
See where it leads us.
How did you meet Bonnie Jo?
Oh gosh, that's a really good question. Probably I met her at book events for Sasa Superior, but I had been aware of her and her writing for quite a while before that. So it's very exciting to meet her because I really, really admire her work and think a lot of her as a person.
I think there are some similarities in your novels. I've read her work. I've read yours.
Well, I would love to think that because I really admire her work. Thank you. She confronts a lot of issues facing poor women or poor, you know,
yeah.
Especially women, especially maybe poor women. And she faces stuff head on, and she's a really great writer.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Ellen Airgood, the author of Tin Camp Road. Airgood will be at This Is a Bookstore, Book Bug, in Kalamazoo with Bonnie Jo Campbell on Sunday, September 19th at 2 p.m. Contact the bookstore for tickets. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.